open session, right?
Yeah.
I do have one comment. I've been patient about it because I know we had the interviews, but I'm going to be honest with you. If we start, like the last two meetings, I've been fine with it. But if we start putting all this closed session stuff, because I'm telling you, I'm getting comments from people. They don't like this. They do not like us voting without the cameras on.
I agree.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if this continues after these interviews, I'm voting no on everything. We need to start. I do not like the secrecy, and I do not like the non-transparency. So I've been patient with it the last two times. I haven't said anything because I get it that we're doing interviews and everything. But if we go back to this, I'm telling you, I'm going to start voting no on everything.
We had no intentions on doing
it. I know that. I'm not saying you did anything. I'm just making sure that everybody understands my boundaries, that's all. And I understand why we had to do it. I understand why we had to do it. I just don't want us to get into the habit. That's it. And I'll be quiet because I got to get them out of here by 11:30 so that they win the office pool.
Oh, it was their office pool. What is the office pool?
I want in, though. I want 10%.
No, that's not fair.
I'm
because
kidding.
Just Ursula and I talked.
All right, we win.
Okay, let's go. Let's do action.
I
real
was
quick.
Really
let's get it.
Come
let's
on,
go.
Action. 10.1. Consideration and approval of a resolution approving Village of Oswego acquisition of district property.
I make a motion to approve a resolution approving Village of Oswego's acquisition of district property located at Oswego East High School for Wolf's Crossing road improvements pursuant to 105 ILCS 55-29 for a total of $75,500.
Second.
Was that you, Eugene?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Cerrone?
Yes.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Plover?
Aye.
Ms. Doriel?
No.
Ms. Simonton?
Aye. Motion passes 4-2. Okay. 10.2, action item approval of resolution calling for a public hearing on the fiscal year 23 budget. Can I have a motion, please?
I make a motion to approve a resolution calling for a public hearing on fiscal year 23 tentative budget and to place it on file for public inspection until the public hearing for said budget on the 26th day of September 2022.
Second.
Ms. Doyle?
Aye.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Simonton?
Aye.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Plover?
Aye.
10.3, action item approval of Del Webb Pedestrian Bridge Project. Can I have a motion, please?
I make a motion to approve the temporary construction agreement and upon completion, the maintenance, repair, or replacement of the portion of asphalt path on our property as presented.
Second.
Ms. Simonton?
Can you come back around to me?
No.
No, you can't?
Well, for a discussion, I did have a visual up here that probably we should have had last time. So what you're looking at real quick is Benarsik and Wolf's Crossing in the upper portion, Eola Road coming down the middle, and then you've got the development on the east side. So as you see in that where the pedestrian bridge is, and unfortunately this laser light's not working, but you can see the heavy red line is the path across Eola, and that bridge is going to be built no matter what. They're going to build a path then, and you see that path winds through. That pink area is not our property. Our property begins at the top of that pink path, so they're going to have a whole path that they walk on, and then that one little part that's about 20 feet long and 10 feet wide, like a normal walking path, that connects the path, and that's on our property. So it would be the kids, they could end the path right there and have the kids walking in the grass. And our liability would be the same if somebody falls on the grass as opposed to the pavement. So I hope that paints a little bit better picture of what the walking path
it
is.
And I appreciate it. Mr. Brawley had given me a call.
So this up here, right?
Yeah, that's
so
on the grass.
Mr. Brawley gave me a call and explained and asked the question. I think I think you guys don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about a 20-foot bike path. We're not talking about a pad at the bottom of the stairs. So really, I think he reached out to get the clarification.
Makes perfect sense now.
Okay.
I drove over there. I said, let me just go look.
Right.
And
I'm like, how are
you
going to do this? So this
makes
perfect
sense. Yeah. Okay. Sure. All right. And that was in the drawings, but it was a little
buried.
So.
Yeah. Mr. Ploger?
What? We're voting? Did somebody second it?
Yes.
Yeah. We're
okay.
Already
voting. Aye.
Ms. Latavia had asked if she could not have to vote.
Aye.
Did you vote?
Yeah, I said aye.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
10.4, action item. Motion passes 5-1. 10.4, action item, approval of Kendall County over levy extension for fiscal year 2020.
I make a motion to approve the resolution abating a portion of the taxes heretofore levied for the year 2022 to pay debt service on the outstanding general obligation capital appreciation school bonds series 2008 of Community Unit School District 308, Kendall, Kane, and Will Counties of Illinois.
Second.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Ploger?
Aye.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Ms. Doyle?
Aye.
Ms. Simulton?
Aye. Motion passes 6-0. 10.6, action item, approval of ratification.
10.5.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not the one I just did. 10.5, approval of resolution to transfer money from working cash to capital projects.
I make a motion to approve the resolution to transfer $5,031,570 from working cash to capital projects fund.
Second.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Ms. Doyle?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Simulton?
Aye.
Mr. Ploger?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0. 10.6, approval of ratification to transfer money from working cash to capital projects for technology.
I make a motion to approve the ratification to transfer $158,270 from working cash to capital projects for the technology fund.
One question.
Second.
Ms. Doyle?
Aye.
Mr. Ploger?
Aye.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Simulton?
Aye.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0. 10.7, action on name clearing hearing. Can I have a motion, please?
Not
right.
No,
10.7 is approval of a new format.
Yep.
What? That's not what mine says.
I mean,
action on name clearing hearing?
Is that... That's 10.8. I'm sorry if I don't have the number right, but 10.7.
It's right.
Can I have a motion to approve the new format of the Board Advisory Committee and the communications current members?
I make a motion to approve the new format of the Board Advisory Committees and the communication to current members.
Second.
Ms. Simulton?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Doyle?
Aye. No. Sorry. 10-7. 10-7 is no.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Mr. Ploger?
No.
Motion passes 4-2. 10.8, approval of building administrator contract.
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's it.
Now we're going back to naming. Okay. 10.8, action on name clearing hearing.
I have an action.
You need to refresh. I was not able to put that in until after we talked about it.
Or
more, you know?
You can read it from here.
Now, where's Lestat? I feel like she might be rigging the system. What time did you have her?
I make a motion to affirm the hearing officer's findings of facts and conclusions that Mr. Darryl Lubner was an at-will employee in his roles with Delta Aquatics, who was lawfully removed from those roles, and that there was no basis for a name clearing hearing with respect to said removal.
Second.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Simelton?
Aye.
Mr. Ploger?
Aye.
Ms. Doyle?
Abstain.
So we have 4 ayes, 1 no, and 1 abstention. All right. 10.9, approval of building administrator contract.
I make a motion to approve the building administrator contract as presented.
Second.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Ms. Doyle?
Aye.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Simelton?
Aye.
Mr. Ploger?
Aye.
10.10, approval personnel report. Can I have a motion, please?
I make a motion to approve the personnel report as presented.
Second.
Ms. Simelton?
Aye.
Mr. Ploger?
Aye.
Mr. Gatewood?
Aye.
Ms. Johnson?
This is the last time that I will be approving a personnel report without organization chart. Aye.
Mr. Cerrone?
Aye.
Ms. Doyle?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0. 11.1, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.